When a special commission on transportation funding released its recommendations earlier this year, Republicans would have nothing to do with them. The suggestions included a gas tax increase and a new mileage-based registration fee. Governor Scott Walker said he thought the public had no appetite for any kind of new gas tax. Instead, the budget the governor just signed relies largely on borrowing to pay for road projects, says Craig Thompson with the Transportation Development Association.
Which, for the short term, could be okay if it's followed up with some sort of long-term sustainable funding mechanism. But if it's not, if we don't figure that out soon, then we're going to be really saddling the next generation with just paying off the interest on previous projects rather than moving our transportation system forward.
Overall, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau says this two-year budget would authorize almost $1 billion in transportation bonding. There are other options. Instead of raising taxes and fees or borrowing more, the state could build or expand fewer highway projects. Bruce Spate of Wisperg says that could make sense in places where a stretch of highway is unlikely to get a lot of traffic.
Let's get those priorities straight. Let's make sure, especially since highways are so costly, that we not waste taxpayer resources on highways we don't need.
Historically, both parties have been more likely to approve road projects than reject them. But neither party has embraced a major new source of funding for roads since the state ended the automatic indexing of the gas tax nearly 8 years ago. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.